This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottei along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, we have with us our Saints reporter, Saints sideline reporter, also does our stuff online for Odyssey, Jeff Nowak. Jeff, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Jeff, I can't say it's a shock with Tyrann Mathieu. It's a little bit of a surprise, but you never know when somebody decides, you know what, I got enough. I'm going to walk away from this game. And talking to Charlie, and do you want to go through that grind again, mentally and physically? Because it's as big a mental grind as it is a physical one. And to see his career, and I told this to Charlie, in 40 years, he's on Mount Rushmore for me, for at LSU. I mean, what he did there, now Jaden Daniels and Joe Burrow's on there too, but man, what he did defensively in a generation of people who watched him at LSU, and still they'll talk about, you know, that to me, if now they do in talk show, if it's radio, if they're on television or whatever, but man, I watched Tyrann Mathieu when he was a freshman at LSU or a sophomore at LSU and, such an impact player. And I think the big question mark is, it's not a shocking development. It's a little surprising. I think for me is, who's going to take his place? Because you can look at it and say, well, they did draft a guy in Jonas Sanker. You want a rookie play in that spot? Or Terrell Burgess, who's got a little bit of time in the National Football League. I think you got to maybe take a look outside the organization today to try to fill those shoes, because that safety position is mighty light right now.
Yeah, I don't think it's a surprise that Tyrann Mathieu, after a dozen years in the NFL, 5'9", 190-pound dude, decided, hey, I'm going to hang it up. I think what surprised me is the timing of it, right? I mean, you would think, hey, this could have happened earlier in the offseason when maybe you had some time to address the position. So clearly something has changed for Tyrann. Yeah. Since minicamp two now, because I talked to him after, I can't remember which session it was, but I talked to him in the locker room. He didn't make any hint of like, oh, I'm considering retiring. He sounded like he was all in. So it is what it is. It's according to what Mickey Loomis said, it's something that kind of developed over the last few weeks. It wasn't a complete surprise, but you know, anytime you've learned of a retirement this late in the game, in the off season, it is a bit surprising. So they're going to have to figure it out. And like you said, you don't just replace a Tyrann Mathieu. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, probably wasn't playing at the top of his game, but was still playing at a very, very high level. In 3 years with the Saints, he started 51 of 51 possible games. He was playing through a lot last year. He intercepted 10 passes. I mean, he was always the guy that you needed a big play, he was going to go make a big play. He was going to, like, you go back to that Eagles game, right? Like, why did the Saints have a chance to win that Eagles game last year? It's because the Eagles are driving and he picks off Jalen Hurts in the end zone, keeps that to a 3-0 game for as long as possible. Like, those are the types of plays he was able to make. That where do you find that? Like, where do you get that from? Is it Justin Reed? Maybe, but you have, like, now the second biggest question out that behind quarterback right now on the Saints is who starts next to Justin Reed. And yeah, I mean, you could say Jonas Sanker, you could say Jordan Howden, Terrell Burgess is a guy that we're gonna have to keep an eye on. I agree. But I mean, I think you just got to go out there and see who's available, right? You got to kick some tires on some guys, because I don't know. Like, the Saints have always kind of erred toward having that veteran safety group. And in Brandon Staley's defense, you need a smart guy. You need a savvy player back there to make it work. I don't think this is the type of defense you're going to install year one and say, okay, here's a rookie, go figure it out. Like, I just don't think it works that way. So I agree with you. I think they're going to have to find somebody. Hey, Justin Simmons was the talk of the town last year. He's a free agent again. Maybe he's a guy you start kicking the tires on. But, yeah, it's definitely something that changes the outlook for this defense immensely in the secondary.
In that secondary, and I always use that term, you need a chirper. You need a guy to tell other people what to do. People say, well, they're professional. What? Come on. This ain't high school football. You're not Al Bundy at Polk High anymore. This is the real deal. And there are so many things that change. You get a certain look or you see a certain set that you recognize. And now you're communicating, now, you know, with the nickelback, I would say 90% of the time, you have five defensive backs on the field and sometimes six. And so you got to make sure everybody's on the same page with that. And like college football, the NFL has turned into a crisscross game. Okay, they got wide receivers crossing one another. I got him for here, but then somebody else got him on the back end. So I agree with you. I think you got to go out and take a look now to acquire a veteran player in some manner. The good news is we heard Kellen Moore say that Chris Olave was a full go. And I think for Saints fans, because a lot of people in the offseason, is Chris Olave going to be ready to go for a training camp? And I tell them, I think he will. Kellen Moore said, hey, he's a full go. And to have Olave and Rashid Shaheed back on the field, that is good news for this Saints offense.
Yeah, I mean, from a health perspective, I think you're in about as good shape as you could have hoped to be. Based on, you know, obviously you went out of last season, Taysom Hill's dealing with a knee injury. His timetable is kind of up in the air. Like, you don't really know. It's going positively, but positively over the period of time it's going to take, which is a long time. Foster Moreau is also going to start on the PUP list. We'll see how long. I think he's probably a little ahead in terms of his timetable. They also waived Dallin Hawker. But, yeah, I mean, Rashid Shaheed is a guy I was a little concerned about coming back from that meniscus tear. He seems like he's a full go. Chris Olave is a full go, you know, so for Chris, it's really gonna, you know, it's tough to say, well, he's 100% in the sense that, I don't know, like, until he's back on the field taking hits, I'm always going to have in the back of my mind, like, okay, how's this going to look the first time he goes over the middle of the field and his safety kind of lights him up? Cause it's going to happen. It has to happen. It happens in the NFL. You can't hide from the NFL if you want to be an NFL player. So that's going to be a constant question for him over the course of this year. And honestly, the rest of his career, when you're at the position he is with all the head injuries. So, you know, it's something that we're going to keep talking about, even if he's out there healthy all preseason, but it is good to see him back out there. And I do think that in this offense, it's going to be that speed. It's going to be those crossing patterns. It's going to be those players getting in space that really make this offense go. You're going to run the ball a lot. But yeah, you just need the speed on the outside. And I think that's when the offense really got stuck in the mud last year. Obviously it was a different scheme with Clint Kubiak, but you just had no speed at the end of the season, right? Like you were relying on Dante Pettis and MVS, two guys who you brought in off the street to be those guys, right? Like you need that speed in today's NFL, and you just didn't have it in a way that worked for a lot of last year. So yeah, I'm excited to see those two guys out there. I still think that is a legitimate NFL wide receiver tandem. I really do. I thought it last year. We never really got to see it. But like I thought Rashid Shaheed was really kind of coming into his own as an all-around receiver last year when he got hurt in week 7. His best game of the year, best game of his career, in my opinion, was week 4 against the Falcons, which also doubles as a game he had the worst play of his career in muffing that punt into the end zone. So I agree with you. That's if I had to pick one of the things I'm most excited about this year, it's seeing those wide receivers back on the field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Jeff, I think I'm a big believer in this. The way they practice today, and it's limited with pads. This is all about developing young players and developing quickly without a lot of hitting going on. Okay, so for linemen, offensive, defensive linemen, you see a little bit of that in the preseason, depending on how much they play. But this team has a kind of long group of I don't knows, so to speak, younger players. If it's Kendra Miller, we don't really know anything about Kendra. It's been a flash here or there, but you really don't know what you got with him. They went up in round four to get Nick Saldiveri, offensive guard, who was almost given the starting guard position, and then he gets hurt early, and he's kind of out of sight, out of mind, until devastation along the offensive line. What happens with Trevor Penning? Can Kelvin Banks become the guy on third down? Can he block a defender one-on-one by himself? I look at the defensive line class. Brian Bercy, can he jump it in his career also? We've seen some flashes from him. Isaiah Foskey, other than on special teams, we haven't seen him. Kool-Aid McKinstry. That list is sort of long there. This is where this coaching staff will make hay one way or another with trying to develop young players, and you don't have a lot of padded practices, or you're not going up against another team other than the three preseason games.
Yeah, and I think that is one of the big challenges, right? Like, you have to develop players while playing them because you just don't have as much time in practice to actually develop those players. Like, a guy like Isaiah Foskey, like, is he really going to improve at the NFL level getting, third-team reps behind the top two defensive ends? Or do you need to get him on the field and play him? And it just didn't happen last year. I think he got 50 total snaps on defense all year long. And it's hard to develop players when they don't have a run and you don't have enough practice time to get that to them. And so there's obviously up and down the line, there's players that need to develop. And this is going to be a very young team. The Saints, Mickey Loomis, Kellen Moore both talked today. And, you're going to be talking to Kellen later on in the show. And, they're trying to say rebuild without saying rebuild. They want to say like transition or development. That's really what it is. You have a lot of young players and you're going to be relying on them in spots that in the past, last year, sure, but at the tail end of the Drew Brees era, these guys wouldn't have sniffed the field because you were trying to win at such a high level, you wouldn't put them on the field. You were looking for diamonds in the rough in the draft, and then you were finding veterans to fill those spots. Now you can't really afford it. It's why you're looking at young quarterbacks, right? This team could have gone out and found some kind of veteran quarterback option so that if neither of these guys are ready or all three of these guys aren't ready, you could go to that guy. They're not doing that. they're saying we're going to ride it out with a young quarterback, whether it's a first-year guy, a second-year guy, a third-year guy in Jay Kaner, Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck. And that's just what it is. And I think this team is really going to lean into the development part of the game this year. And if you can win while doing that, fantastic. But you have to accept the lumps that come with that. And yes, you would love for that development to all happen in training camp. And when you get to week one, the rubber meets the road and you're right where you need to be. The fact of the matter is, it's just not going to be the case for everybody. But you can't bench guys if they're not playing at a high enough level. You kind of just got to let them get to that point. So we'll see how that looks on the offensive line. We'll see how that looks at the quarterback position. At this point, it sounds like the plan for the quarterbacks is to kind of give everyone a day, right? So it's not going to be so much like, oh, first team, second team, third team. It's going to be, okay, this is the first team guy, and then you're going to split the reps behind him. The next day, it's going to be someone else. So if day one is Tyler Shuck, day two, Spencer Rattler, day three, Jay Kaner, and you're going to go from there. We'll see how long that lasts. I just think that's kind of an untenable situation when you're trying to get somebody ready for the regular season. I expect maybe that to go through the first preseason game, and maybe that's it. But one way or another, I agree with you. Like, you got to develop players, and this is the season where a lot of that has to happen.
Jeff, last question for you. But if this team is going to get better, you got to win up front. You got to be able to run the football better. But more importantly, you better stop the run. You can't give up 4.9 yards a rush to an opposing team because, man, if I know that, my game plan is real simple. I'm going to keep feeding it to you and wear you down and keep that defense on the field, and then I'll hit a big play downfield one way or another. But I think for this team, as much as we've talked about the quarterback position and skilled players, if they don't get better in the trenches, you kind of seeing a repeat of what's failed this team the last couple years.
I agree with you. I haven't seen an official announcement yet, but the Saints did sign Jonathan Bullard, who, yeah, I would say that's his biggest strength, is being kind of a run stuffer, inside defensive tackle type player. Brandon Staley knows him. He was drafted to the Bears in 2016. He was a third round pick. Vic Fangio was the defensive coordinator there. Brandon Staley didn't show up until the following year, but they did spend 2 years together. So there is familiarity there. And you kept guys around, Colin Saunders, Nathan Shepard. I really think that the defensive line, of all the positions on the field, the defensive line is where guys are going to win the jobs. Like, a Jonah Williams can show up and win a job because, I don't know, I don't think anyone other than maybe a Chase Young is really entrenched there. And Carl Granderson, obviously, Brian Brzee. But, like, there's going to be a lot of roles to be won. And being able to fill the shoes as a run stuffer, right, as a pass rusher, is going to be a big part of that. And it's going to be kind of a discovery period throughout camp. We're going to find out in real time who is at the top of that, at that pecking order, because I don't think anyone really knows right now.
I agree with you, Jeff. Jeff, we'll be talking quite a bit over the next 3 or 4 weeks as training camp rolls in with the Saints and getting ready for the start of the regular season in September. Appreciate you jumping on with us this afternoon. Thank you, Jeff.
Sounds good. Y'all have a good one.
All righty. Jeff Nowak, reporter here for WWL, also our Saints sideline reporter, and does our social media stuff here on Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.